Welcome to GradCast, the Hidden Talent Series. Today's episode will be a special one where we showcase the inspiring people behind our leading technology and their contributions to delivering on our refresh strategy. One of the key priorities in our strategy is to deliver global best digital experiences and technology, an area which led me to Michelle, who I have the pleasure of interviewing today. Michelle is a product owner in our digital team and leading one of our new initiatives, FeelSense. Michelle, thanks so much for being with me here today. Before we get started, I would just love to hear about your role and how you help provide our customers with the best digital experience and technology.
Yeah, sure. So as a product owner in the digital team, I create the vision for our product or experience. I do a lot of the decision making, prioritizing the backlog of work, and I also manage and engage with a lot of different stakeholders. So I've been really lucky to work with such a talented team full of different designers and developers to build such an exceptional experience for our customers on the CommBank app. So we take a really customer-centric approach to how we do a lot of our experiences, and I'm proud to have worked on things like BillSense or CashflowView, which really help customers manage their money better.
That's awesome. What is BillSense and how is it helping our customers, especially those new to budgeting, manage their everyday finances?
So BillSense is a feature in the CommBank app that predicts your upcoming bills and payments. There's a lot of different elements to it, which really help customers manage their bills in one whole place. So we've got a timeline where we show all your upcoming bills to help you be reminded of when they're due. And then we also have a bill calendar where you can see month to month how many extra bills you may need to account for in the future. So it kind of gives you a really broad scale to plan ahead and ensure you don't have any bill shock. So by predicting your bills and showing all this, we really aim to help customers manage their money better.
That's super interesting. I'm hoping I can ask you another question too, just around BillSense. How did it actually come about? What started BillSense?
We had a look into some of the customer research. We already know that there are a lot of people who are struggling with how to manage their money, or they have a lot of anxiety in dealing with planning or budgeting. So we had a look at that research and we felt like that was a big customer problem or area which we wanted to focus on. Financial well-being is really core to what we do here at CBA, and we wanted to make sure that our customers have a way to improve their financial well-being. So that was a really big driver in starting this initiative. And then from that customer research, we went out and did a lot of user testing to validate our designs. We built all these new algorithms as well to predict a lot of the bills coming up for customers, and that kind of just formed the whole experience and validated why it would be something that would be meaningful and helpful for customers to be able to budget and plan ahead for bills.
That's awesome, especially putting our customers' financial well-being first. So just around millennials, and in our new app Vintage, there's a TV ad that sees a young girl impressing her dad as she uses a feature in her app to help her budget for a fun weekend getaway. You and I are both millennials. Do you think growing up with technology has enabled us to manage our finances more easily than our parents?
Yeah, I think I would say so. When I look at my parents now, they're still actually receiving a lot of bills in the mail, so paper bills, writing a lot of their budget down on paper, and I just see like lots of paper flying everywhere. So I think technology has really allowed us to kind of keep things in one place, and even just with VPayView, you can now not receive paper bills but actually view them in the app yourself. So having that technology and having the CommBank app, especially with tools like BillSense, really help you manage it all in one place. And so I think, yeah, we've been really lucky to have that to help make things easier for us, rather than having paper and pens all over the place. So I think it definitely has been a huge advantage.
Yeah, I agree. I see my pop still using like all his Excel budgeting sheets where he like tracks everything, and I could never do that. Like, I am much more flexible in my approach. I cannot stick to like a stringent budget, so I just loved having like BillSense where I could see like upcoming bills. So recent CommBank research found that almost one in 10 millennials admit they don't talk to anyone about money. How important do you think it is for us to have courage to talk openly about money and our financial well-being?
Yeah, I think it's very important for us to be able to talk openly about it. It could be quite hard for a lot of people to do that, but being able to talk about it with at least, you know, someone who's close to you allows you to start having those conversations where you can now feel a bit more confident in your money and your spending behavior. It's also really important to start having those conversations so down the track you don't fall into a situation that you don't want to be in, or at least you've saved for a rainy day. So things like an unexpected emergency or something that you weren't planning for, at least you have a bit more comfort knowing that you might have saved for those particular cases.
That's such a good point. I feel like it took me a while to kind of find like a good way to budget. And that was kind of through talking like with my friends and family. So like one of my sisters, she like is a budgeter like my pop, like where she'll like go down to the cents. But then my friends were like a bit more flexible and they kind of did like the bucketing approach. And I feel like that suited me more, but I wouldn't have known until like I actually had those open conversations.
Yeah, definitely. It's really good to keep having those conversations. Otherwise, you're stuck in one approach that you might not have been beneficial for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's only when you have those conversations that you can learn about other ways to do things.
Yeah, exactly. CVA research also found that more than one in five millennials do not have a savings plan. I personally have a savings plan for a house deposit, but like I mentioned, it's definitely taken me a while to learn how to budget in a way that best suits me. Do you think having a savings plan is important, even when we are young and not necessarily ready to think about a house deposit or family commitments just yet?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important to learn how to save and just get into that savings habit really early on, even if it's something really small, like you want to go buy a skirt or you want to buy another item. Like just learning how to save up for something like that is really important, and knowing how to reach those goals. We actually have a tool in the app called Goal Tracker, and that helps you do incremental savings goals that lead up to one bigger goal. So you can automatically transfer money into your account each like week or so, and it kind of builds up to that final savings goal. So it doesn't always feel like there's too much that you need to save at one point, so it's not as overwhelming. And we've created an experience that helps you feel really satisfied at the end as well. So yeah, I think it's really important to save for things early on, and like I mentioned before, saving for those rainy day situations. So you don't want to be stuck in an emergency situation or something that you weren't planned for, but you want to know that you've got a comfortable plan, or at least enough save to be able to make sure you can deal with that.
That's such a good point. And especially around like Goal Tracker, we were talking about, I use Goal Tracker, and I feel like it's helped me actually set like realistic goals, because I was like, I want to save this much in like 2 years. And it was like, oh, you have to save this much per week. And then I definitely can't save that much per week. But then, you know, having it like realistically, like in 5 years, and then each time I hit that milestone, it's like, it gives me a little smiley face, and then it makes it all better.
Reinforced.
Yeah. In saying that, what budgeting features in the ComBank app do you use to manage your finances, and why do you find these helpful?
Yeah, so don't want to be too biased, but BillSense is actually my favorite feature in the ComBank app. I honestly do believe in the vision we set out when we first had the project, that BillSense would really help customers manage their bills all in one place. Not just bills, but all your payments like subscriptions, like Netflix or your gym memberships. I think it's just so easy to see in a simple timeline all the bills that you have coming up, and then having a look forward in your bill calendar, we can see in months' times how much money you need to save for those additional bills that you might not have thought of. It's actually really cool. What we've done is you can see extra bills that you might not have accounted for. So, for example, some months have additional weeks, like 5 weeks rather than four. And so you might not have actually saved up for that extra fifth week, but BillSense allows you to see that and ensure you have enough money to have a comfortable plan to pay for that. So I just feel like it's really, really helpful in that way. I've also heard from a lot of friends, they've actually used BillSense and they might have seen a subscription come up that they didn't even know they were still paying for, like Amazon as an example. And so BillSense basically helped them realize they were paying every month for something they didn't want to, and they were able to remove that and save that money for something else to put somewhere.
Behind our fantastic products like App Advantage are engineers who build them. As a product owner, how important is engineering excellence to getting great customer outcomes?
Yeah, it's extremely important to have that engineering excellence. For a lot of our products and our experiences, they are actually built by a talented pool of engineers who form part of the Agile Scrum team. So they're extremely important in delivering on our priority for the project and for our customers to be able to create the best digital experience. They have a lot of technical skills and expertise, and we really do rely on them when we're looking at the technical solution or the experience to ensure that it's something that's feasible and something that we can deliver. So they're the ones who basically bring the designs to life.
What did their journey look like within BillSense?
Yeah, so BillSense was quite a complicated experience to build. We're working with a lot of different algorithms that are built by our data scientists. We're working with a lot of different systems in the back end as well. So we've got back end engineers, we've got native engineers. They're building what we see in the app today. And it's quite a complex piece of technology. It's something quite new and something not a lot of banks have done in the past. So it's definitely something that I think has grown a lot of our engineers in terms of their skills, their knowledge, and their current capabilities, but something that's extremely exciting for an engineer to be a part of.
Awesome. Thank you so much for chatting with me and joining Gradcast today.